Let me begin today first by thanking you for reading Gospel Gazette, and now for clicking the link and downloading this brief audio segment called A Word Between Friends. Over the past several months, our focus has been on Jesus, the Son of God, and He is the one to whom we direct our attention during the next few moments. Following your hearing of this message, I want to ask you to take your Bible and read the Gospel of John, chapter 10. You may even want to read it a second and third time. In this text, Jesus, the Son of God, reveals the basis of His coming and His vital work in the lives of people like you and me. The shepherd and sheep motif is one that is prominent in the text of Holy Scripture. For example, many have taken comfort from the shepherd's psalm, Psalm 23. All of mankind living in every generation stand in dire need of a shepherd, but only a small percentage today are blessed in such a glorious relationship with Jesus as the chief shepherd and bishop of their souls. Perhaps you're asking, why do I need this kind of spiritual relationship? And why do I need a shepherd in my life? Friend, one fundamental reason that you and I need a shepherd is because you and I cannot find the way on our own. Yes, we're able to find a way. We can find our own way, but the end of that path inevitably carries us to a dead end. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2, I'd like to read verses 21 through 25 from the King James Version. Again, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. For even herein too, Peter writes, were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Listen carefully then, verse 25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You and I need not to wander and to go astray, and that is the direction we take when we're going our own way. We too need to return unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. When we depend upon ourselves going the route that we determine ourselves, or if we find ourselves following a personality who is not truly directed by the Holy Spirit, we will find ourselves going astray, that is, going in the wrong direction, further away from God. A second reason you and I so desperately need Jesus, the Son of God, as our shepherd, is because of the continuous danger, the threat to our souls. The evil one seeks to drive wedges between us and our Father in heaven, to break our fellowship with Him. This occurs when we are deceived and fall into sin. The Apostle Peter gave this warning: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. This reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Satan seeks to destroy us, to tear us to shreds, as it were, spiritually speaking. In the text of John chapter 10 that I mentioned a moment ago, in verse 10 of that reading, the good shepherd says words that have a fitting application to Satan when he says there, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He goes on to speak about the purpose for his coming that is set in stark contrast from that of Satan. Jesus says of himself, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You and I need to follow the shepherd that we can experience this kind of life. You and I cannot survive spiritually on our own. Nor can you and I survive when we follow those who embrace the doctrines and commandments of men. Matthew 15 and verse 9. Jesus, the Son of God, is the good shepherd that has been provided by God the Father for all of humanity. Jesus, the good shepherd, guides us in the path of righteousness. He feeds us the spiritual manna, the living word of God. He protects, shields, defends, and delivers us from the power of the evil one. The Son of God, the great shepherd of the sheep, emphatically proclaims, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14 and verse 6. My friend, you and I cannot arrive at the glorious home prepared for those who love God by pursuing our own course, or by approaching Jesus, the judge of all men, by bearing our own righteousness. They are as filthy rags. Jesus, the Son of God, will safely lead you home. Will you follow Him? Will you truly follow Him? If we can help, please contact us at www.gospelgazette.com, www.gospelgazette.com. May God bless you in your continued study of His Word.